Nolte, Deadpool and Wolverine breaks record by not insulting fans. By John Nolte on July 27, 2024. Based on early estimates, Deadpool and Wolverine is on its way to $180 million opening weekend, which will break the record for the highest-grossing R-rated opening ever. Gee, what a difference it makes when you deliver to your fan base rather than trying to expand your fan base with the kind of woke-tardery that has killed countless franchises, like The Terminator, Charlie's Angels, Men in Black, Captain Marvel, Shaft, Indiana Jones, Bird of Prey, Furiosa, Wonder Woman, Madam Web. While I doubt the far-left fascists in Hollywood have gotten the anti-human woke ideology out of their collective system, thanks to a run of non-woke titles released without any of the accompanying publicity controversy that spells box office death, the 2024 box office has stopped its slide into oblivion. A Quiet Place, Day One, Bad Boys, Ride or Die, Inside Out 2, Despicable Me 4, and Twisters are all successful. Before anyone wipes their brow in relief. The 2024 box office is still 21% behind last year and a whopping 35% behind 2019, the last pre-pandemic year. Nevertheless, the current box office would be in catastrophic shape had Hollywood continued to woke rape its franchises. And let's point out that A Quiet Place, Day One is a hit with a black actress in the lead. Bad Boys, Ride or Die is a hit with two black actors in the lead. Inside Out 2 is the biggest animation hit of all time with a girl lead. America is not racist or sexist. America has no problem with non-white, non-male protagonists. The only thing America rejects is lectures, watching their heroes emasculated, gay sex, and smug girl bosses. Something else Deadpool and Wolverine proves a lie is that this whole narrative about superhero fatigue. Now we know superhero fatigue was exactly what I said it was. A lame excuse fabricated by Hollywood and their palace guards in the entertainment media to avoid coming to terms with what was really killing superhero movies. Lousy movies, most of them made lousy by the woke mind virus. Despite much bigger threats than streaming in home theaters, human beings have enjoyed going to the movies for over 100 years. Radio, TV, home video, depressions, recessions, and countless wars haven't stopped us. Bad movies are the only things that stop us from going to the movies. Wait, that's not even true. We'll see all kinds of bad movies. What we won't sit through are two guys smooching while a humorless girl boss lectures our emasculated hero about the patriarchy. By all accounts, Deadpool and Wolverine delivers everything its fans wanted and more. Giving the customers what they want. What a concept, eh? John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.